Hello, this is Peter. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm the author of books on TV and radio presentation skills. And it's because of that that I decided to put together these series of daily podcasts all about how to, as I say, improve your voice, how to read, how to speak, how to write so something can be read and yet it sounds as though it's not being read. So what I'm doing is I'm putting together all of these daily podcasts and putting them together in the form of a book. So listen out for details in the future of how you can get the book in the future. And if you're thinking, oh, you've never mentioned the book before, then listen out, as I say, for details over the forthcoming months. Now, we're talking about conversationality, naturalness, sounding as though you're just ad-libbing a script, as though you're just saying the script off the cuff, off the top of your head, and other related kind of phrases to use. And some people say, well, does conversationality lessen your authority? The best reads are surely a combination of intonation, volume, speed, pause, and pitch, all slightly dialed up or down, depending on the story, the sentence, the word, the situation, and indeed the audience as well. All of those different elements which come into play that we've spoken about previously over the past week or 10 days. But as I say, does being conversational lessen one's authority? For example, in news reading, presenting the facts, you are the voice of authority, the trusted conveyor of important information. But you know what? If you sound too official, your message, arguably, won't be received as well as it might were you to have a much more accessible, engaging and authentic style. Are you going to be listening and acting on someone who is telling you the news, or someone that's passing on the news? Someone that's barking at you about what's happened in a kind of dinner jacket voice, or someone that says, hey, you know, come here, this is really interesting, yeah, you may be able to use this little bit of information. Even just calling it the news is a bit of a turn off to people. But if you say to them, oh, petrol's going up, and they say, why, and you tell them, well, isn't that the news? But it's done in a much more friendly, accessible, relatable, authentic way. Of course, there's always a balance to be struck, isn't there? Informal formality, if you like. Informal formality. So you need to be formal, but with a bit of informality in amongst it all. Does that kind of make sense? You don't want to have a rake up your back and sitting in a starched collar while you're reading the news. You still want to have a certain amount of gravitas, but accessible. So informal formality could be a good phrase to use. Can you kind of see that merge, that mesh, the mix of the two different styles to come up with something which is a little bit different? Informal formality, or familiar but not overly, relaxed but not lazy, loose but in control. This is the kind of area, isn't it? This is the kind of time that, were this a broadcast journalism course or something like that, you'd be asked to write an essay on those kinds of almost dichotomous words there, which you're putting together to come up with something which is a little bit different if you are presenting, for example, the news. Here's a quote, again, from the BBC, from the Local Radio Training Manual from 1987. And OK, it's 1987, but it still kind of holds true today. Have a little listen to this. Good radio speech should be warm but not smarmy, friendly but not intrusive or too cosy, clear but not over-elocuted or precise, natural but not undisciplined, authoritative but not aggressive, fluent but not unbelievable, sympathetic but not patronising. We're trying to find that middle ground. It's a very small area where news presenters can be authentic, can be relatable, but not overly friendly and not too formal either. It's a small niche that the news presenter is trying to get their personality into. Okay. Tomorrow, we're going to start unlocking the keys to getting that kind of style, the keys to conversationality, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.